I'd be glad to send people lists of names with the reports and with the court records who have died in legal abortion facilities. And there's a book that explains all of this. There's a book called Lyme 5, which just came out in 1996. In fact, I helped to put it together. Mark Crutcher is the author. And if people are interested in this, they can call us at least for one. It talks about these terrible things that happen in facilities that are legal. See, people think that because it's legal, it's safe. It is not. And yes, the families have rights, and the women who are injured have rights, and we need to start, first of all, telling the story. Because people don't know these things happen. Are women dying in abortion facilities? Sure they are. And we've got names for them.
But you, I think sometimes you don't realize that pro-life people are crazy. Are after the safety of the woman going in there.
Right.
Sometimes you don't realize. I went through that book. I got one of the fainted reading some of
them.
That some of the women were bled to death. They were torn apart. You really have to understand that pro-life is also pro-life. You as a mother, even though you aborted your child, you are interested in your life also. So please, think twice before you abort.
You know something that one of those other callers said, that very true, the young people are coming to see this. They're responding. They marched last week in Washington. They are in every trip where I've gone. I meet young people and families. They're just into it. Five-year-olds are talking about it. We're saying, oh, I hate abortion. I want to do something about it. I was just, have you ever been in Hawaii? I just had a speaking engagement in Hawaii.
Is it too late? You're going to take it. I mean, that's...
I just came back.
Oh, you just came back?
I just came back. Oh, wow. The diocese of Honolulu. Everybody was teasing me, saying, oh, this work is so hard, you know. Somebody's got to do it. But I met the most wonderful, you know, I mean, but this is just an example. I've seen this in all of different states. We met the most wonderful people out there. And some family with some young people, teenagers, into pro-life 100%. And you can just think, you can just look ahead and say, what are they going to do in their life? That one young girl wants to be an actress. You know, well, this is wonderful. Now, can you imagine people going into the entertainment industry but have a passion for life and the dignity of life? It's great hope for the future.
That's encouraging. We have another call. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes.